Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come in your place of listening, wherever you may be. Trust you've been to the house of God today and heard the preaching of the Word of God and studied the Word of God and got some help from Him, because we're living in a day when we really need the help of God in our everyday life. Not only on Sunday, but we need Him every day, every hour of every day, to strengthen us and help us in these trying times that we're in today. So it's just good to be here. I would like to say on sending the broadcast out, I have not asked for it, never have. It's, many years I preached on radio, been preaching off and on ever since back in the early 80s. On radio station, never have asked for a dime or a penny of anybody's money. I just don't do that. Never had tapes for sale or books for sale or anything like that. I'll just say, get the Word of God and read it for yourself. But there's been several that has mailed us offerings and helped us on the radio broadcast, different ones, and I'd like to send the broadcast out to them. Appreciate it from the depths of our heart. If you find somebody that needs it, you give it to them, because the Lord has provided for us. We don't know how much longer we'll be coming this way. Seemingly our health is getting a little worse and worse as days go by, but we want to be here as long as we can, trying to help people, amen, to get things right with God. But, so we'll not take up a lot of time on that, but I want to preach today on a little thought that I was thinking on. I wonder. We look at everything in the world today, people are saying, and things are going the way things are going, but I wonder if the United States of America ain't gone too far. I know they still individuals, few here and yonder, here the one in North Carolina a couple of weeks ago, and talking to a man Friday, on the telephone out of Kentucky, a preacher friend of ours and his granddaughter was on the altar there praying in a revival meeting. I know they still a few stragglers, amen, that's seeking God and trying to find help of the Lord, trying to find deliverance, get saved from their sins, God make a new creature out of them. I'm not talking about this here. Modern evangelism where you read them in, trick them in, or talk them in, or whatever. I'm talking about them that when they hear the preached word of God, Holy Ghost conviction come on them, then they pray and seek the face of God, and God changes their heart, their inward being, their lifestyle, their places of going, their things of doing. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about somebody getting saved or born again. It's when God does a work in their heart. Amen. You can get a man to agree with you on some facts and him still bust hell wide open. There ain't nothing in this Bible. Whenever I was lost, was nothing but a drunk, alcoholic, moonshiner, you name it, I'd do it. And a lot of things you ought not to name that I would do. But I believe this Bible from cover to cover. I mean, I'd have fought a man if he had told me the Bible was not true. I mean, I did. But I wasn't to them that believe unto the saving of their soul. But when the Holy Ghost come to where I was, brought old-time conviction, He broke my will. I didn't break my will. I hear the man from on radio said, you're going to have to break your will. I didn't break my will. God broke my will. Then I went to the house of God, got down in the altar, and began to weep and to confess my sins, confess that I was a sinner before God. Then God, for Christ's sake, forgive me of my sin, birthed me in the family of God, made a new creature out of me. So that is the work of God. But if you got your Bible, turn with us, if you would. I got one verse in Psalms 119. That I hear the man of the night preach on, and off of a CD, but this verse of Scripture has really stuck in my mind, and I want us to look at it, and we're going to go on, we'll be reading several more, but I wonder if America, amen, and a lot of us that call ourselves the people of God have not gone too far, that there is no hope. Yeah, amen. You say, preacher, you say, I said, I wonder if we ain't. Now, Psalms 119 in verse number 126, the Bible reads like this. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Now, you see what the Bible said here is talking about. David, whoever wrote this psalm, was talking to God and said, it is time for thee to work, Lord, or time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void the law of God. You know what people have done in the day we're in? They have made void the law of God. There's been men preach down through the ages, preach the word of God to our hearts, and we just kindly thumbed our nose at it. Amen. Till God looked like it's cut a bunch of people off. Now, amen. I don't know where the cutting off place is, but God does. Amen. And so I'll just preach the book to us. And I want to read in Zechariah. There is a danger. I know men say you can't go too far. I don't care how far you go, God will save you, but I'll beg your pardon. You can go too far that God will not save you. Amen. I can prove that with a blessed book. And the Bible said here in Zechariah chapter number 7, the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of the host, saying, execute true judgment, show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in his heart. But they refused. Now God sent a message here and told them what, how to do, how to live, how not to live, and what to do and what not to do. Amen. Now, God's a God of love, and He means for us to love one another, but we can get so heady, high-minded, and uplifted in pride, and God's Bible said, but they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Now, would you agree with me that we are living in a nation today that has refused to hearken? They pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear the word of God. Amen. We're living in a generation just like that today. As long as you've got a car wash or, a hot dog supper or a Winnie Roaster, all night singing with dinner on the ground, whatever, anything but preaching of the Word of God, people will be there. Amen. But when it comes down to nothing but just an old time man of God standing, one maybe right after another, I would like to get into a meeting sometimes where the song books were sold out through the yard, and everything else, and piano and all fold out through the yard, and the people get down and pray and seek God, and just the men of God, one right after another, I preach the word of God to our wicked hearts. Amen. We'll find in the scripture one time where they stood for a third part of the day, and read out the law of God for one third a part of the day. Then they spent another third part of the day confessing, repenting of their sins. How long has it been since you've heard a 3-hour message? I've had a 3-hour prayer meeting after the message was preached to get broke from their sins. I bless your heart. The Bible said they stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as adamant stones, lest they should hear the law and the word which the Lord of hosts has sent in His Spirit by the former prophets. Therefore come a great wrath from the Lord of hosts.
Ghost. Now, God's not changed. The Bible said Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. He changes not. He's the same God. Back in Genesis 1 and 1, He's the same God. It'll be in Revelation, the last chapter and the last verse. He's the same God all the way through this Bible. God would not cut one group of people off for being rebellious and let another go. God just don't do that. I'm telling you right now, friend, I wonder if we ain't gone so far. We cannot hear the Word of God anymore. Amen. The Bible said here the wrath of the Lord therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. And God, now listen to verse 13. The Bible said, therefore, it came to pass as they cried. Amen. No, read that again. Therefore, it came to pass as he cried, and they would not hear. God cried to that generation, and God's are crying to this generation. Amen. It had men walk this hillside, hollers and valleys around here. Amen. Without fear or favor of any man, preaching the Word of God. But you know what we've done? We would not hear. We stiffened our neck and we've hardened our heart against the truth of the Word of God. Amen. He cried and they would not hear. But thank God the Bible says that they cried and I would not hear. I saith the Lord of hosts. I'm telling you right now, friend, he's coming a day down the road. Thank God where we have shut our ears and hardened our heart against the holy word of a holy God. Amen. I've got the word now. When a man preaches, how the word of God in him. They've got to where they call him a legalist. Call me whatever you want. It ain't gonna bother me. But I've got news for you. Thank God that first verse I said, Lord, it's time for you to do something. Because they have made void thy law. I wonder if we ain't gone so far today. Ain't God, it looks like how men will sit back and hear the Word of God preach and nod their head at it. But walk out the door and keep living in their sin just like how they did before they heard the Word of God. Amen. You saying God won't do that. God won't give us up. God won't turn us over. Let's go now to the book of Amos, chapter number 8. They tell me that this took place in that 400 years of silence between the old covenant and the new covenant. It was 400 years that they didn't hear from the prophets of the seers. I wasn't no word from heaven. God just shut up and let people go. It could have. I'm a friend, I see it happening again in the day that we're in today. And Amos chapter number 8 and verse number 11. The Word of God reads like this. Behold the days. Come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing How the word of the Lord. Now God said, amen, this is not how James Shaver's ideas or none of these preachers how they come on behind me. How this is what God said. He said the days are coming when I'll send a famine not of bread or not of water but a famine of hearing the word of God. Amen. I know a lot of people use that verse of scripture and they use it out of context. They'll stop right there and they won't use it all. Amen. Let's see what the Bible says. When God sends a famine, and God, verse number 12, it says, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro, how to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Amen. God sends a famine, and people, men and women, our boys and girls, our Bible said that run to and fro, from the north to the east, seeking the word of God, and could not find it. Somebody says it's being preached in the day we're in. Like a preacher I told some while ago, old preacher up in Kentucky, phoned me a few nights ago. I said, we got a bunch of preachers like Mother Hubbard's dress, covering a whole lot but never touching anything. Amen. They'll take up their time but never mention what God said. He said, I'll send a famine, and they'd run to and fro and seek the word of God and couldn't find it. Why do you think when I had my hell. Amen. I went to Kentucky. I went to Georgia, Mississippi. I'd go everywhere I could find. Amen. Where I know there'd be some men preaching. I'd go to it. Why? Because I was seeking the word of God. I was wanting to hear it. My friends, you hear me. There's not very many here in Cherokee County anymore that'll rear back and preach the word of God just like it is to us, just as we are. God is sending a famine because we stiffened our neck and hardened our heart against Him. Amen. Now you notice what God said after that. In that day, what day? The day of the famine. When they're running to and fro seeking the word of God and can't find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. God said they'd be trying to find the word of God and couldn't find it. How they'd faint for thirst. I wonder why so many people are quitting going to church today. If all I had to look forward to I was a car wash. Amen. A roast sale for the youth group. Amen. Bless your heart. Or a chili supper. A hot dog supper. I mean just everything. Going on today. If that's all I had, I'd go to the house of God for. Amen. I'd quit. I bless your heart. But I'm glad they still a few. Ain't God is still interested in the word of God. Amen. I know this is real proper. I know everybody be phoning me and wanting a CD of this, but bless your heart. I wonder if we ain't gone so far. In that day shall the fair virgin and young men faint for thirst. I bless your heart. We got people are falling this way and falling that way. Amen. Falling every which way. Ain't beyond their God. Because they're not getting fed of the precious word of God. Proverbs chapter number 1. You listen what the Bible said. Amen. He said here in Proverbs 1 and 24, because I have called, and ye refused, I stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. Brother, you talking about a nation that God has been long suffering to. You talk about a nation that God showed compassion on. You talking about a nation that looked like God done everything within His power. Amen. To wake us and get us to realize that we turn away from God. But it looks like we don't intend to turn back to God anymore. Amen. I wonder if we ain't gone too far. Bible said, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regard. But ye have said it not. All my counsel and would none of my reproof. Are we not living in a generation today just like it was in Isaiah's day? You say, prophesy not right things. I prophesy smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Amen. You tell us how much God loves us. I don't preach against our sins. Some of this Mother Hubbard type preaching, covering a whole lot and never touching anything. But God said, I hear because you kicked aside all my counsel, would none of my reprove. Now listen what he said in verse 26 that he would do. Now this is that God that you say ain't nothing but a God of love. There's more sides to God than just love. There's a side of jealousy. In one place the Bible said, my name is jealousy. My name is jealousy. He's a jealous God. He's a consuming fire. He's a God of judgment. Amen. But if you walk in His ways, submit yourself unto Him. Bible said He'd withhold no good thing from them that walketh upright. That reason why we're in, the shape we're in, is because we rejected His counsel. Verse 26, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when fear cometh. When your fear cometh. Now you think God won't laugh at you. You think God won't mock at you. And me also, if I turn my back on God, I'm asking for problems. Amen. We're living in a nation that you just look at the disasters that's happening from coast to coast, north and south, east and west. You turn the news on, or get it in a newspaper, ever how you get it. I mean, it's just disaster after disaster. How do you know what that is? That's a mercy and long-suffering and the kindness of God. Amen. Trying to get us to turn. I said something about it a couple of Sundays ago, and some of them looked it up and found it. Amen. On Saturday and Sunday out in Moore, Oklahoma, before that tornado come through, amen, the sodomites, I was having a march out there. How they were showing everybody just exactly what they thought about their agenda. But on Monday, the great God of heaven, I showed them what He thought. He sent a tornado through. He said was stronger than the atom bomb that they dropped in the Second World War. And God is angry at our wickedness. Our friends, you and I had better find a place and cry and weep to God. Ask Him to have mercy on us and on our children and grandchildren. God bless your heart. Amen. I will also laugh at your calamities. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. Now you listen what God says. Then shall they call, amen, upon me, but I will not answer. Now God put a promise here. Somebody said, I like every promise that God put in His book. Hey, some of them, but I don't care. I'm too much fur. Where He said the wages of sin is death. That's a promise that I don't like. I don't like this promise. Where He telling us we can get into shape and God let us go. Then we can call on Him and He will not hear. God bless you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Oh, my friend, I'm reading this right out of the old King James Bible, Proverbs chapter 1. Get your Bible and read it for yourself. Let's just keep stiffening our neck. Let's just keep hardening our heart. Let's just keep walking in our own deceitful ways. Let's just keep living like we want to live and not humbling ourselves and getting in the ways of God. Let's just keep going the way we are and God's going to turn us. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, amen, the mighty man, the chief man, the captain, all them are going to pray for the rocks and mountains to fall on them, how to hide them from Him, how to set us on the throne, how for the great day of His wrath has come. Friend, we keep on living the way we're living and shaking our fists in the face of God. Won't listen to His counsel. Won't read His commandments and live by them. God bless your heart. God's going to laugh at us. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be lifted with their, be filled with their own devices. Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah, He said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But He went on to say right after that, but if you refuse and rebel, amen, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I wanted to get to Romans chapter 1. I've been hunting that thing for the last 2 months. But I'm going to get that one of these Sundays, Lord help me. I'm going to get there and show you something that God said He'd do. Friend, if there ever was a time, let's look around and see where we are. Let's make a place. Find us an altar. Whether it be in the woods, under the house, beside the bed, over in the center of Walmart, if it takes that, let's find God and repent of our sin before it's ever too late. God bless your heart. It's time we wake up to the reality that God is tired of this mess. Amen. You and I may not be tired of it, but God's tired of this mess. Amen. You look at today, I see His anger kindle in tornadoes, in fire, in floods. Amen. I mean, just everywhere you look, I mean, God's a getting angry. We better wake up to the reality that we're going to face a holy God. Amen. God bless your heart. He's going to take us one day. He's going to put us through the sifter. Amen. God bless your heart. It's time we woke up and realized we better repent, better quit stiffening our neck and hardening our heart again, God. Amen. God bless your heart. It's time we seek the Lord. Tear up our fallow ground and seek the Lord. It's time that we move towards Him. At this time, we'll turn it back to Brother John.